Chapter 4, Dealing with Criticism from a Place of Self-Worth. Because the topic of criticism comes up frequently when it comes to talking about self-worth, it's worthwhile to give a special section entirely to this so you can see the power of self-worth in action. First, you have to understand criticism isn't necessarily a bad thing. We do need feedback from time to time. Hearing something negative once in a while isn't only inevitable, but necessary if we're ever going to learn or grow. The problem comes up when we take the criticism personally, or when the criticism itself is mean-spirited and is only designed to hurt. This is why it's so important to approach criticism with a calm and clear head. You start by finding a place of self-worth, and it's easier to find when you accept that you are smart, capable, and have valuable skills and assets. Whatever criticism is offered does not in any way change who you are, what you're capable of, or what skills or traits you already enjoy. You are and will be the same person regardless of what is said. Next, you need to take a three-pronged approach when it comes to dealing with the criticism itself. Number one, stop. Before you react in any way to what is being said, stop. Take a deep breath. Now, carefully consider what is being said from all angles. You always want to give yourself space before responding to criticism. After all, the last thing you want is to react emotionally or in a way you might regret later. Also, you'll want to consider the motivation of the person offering the criticism. This will be important as you evaluate their words, as it will help you to determine whether or not you need to react at all. Number two, consider. What is being said? What tone is being used? Is there a hidden agenda, or not so hidden, behind these words? Does this person have an ulterior motive, or are they honestly trying to help in some way? Is there something you can learn here, or is this something to discount entirely? As you consider what has been said, ask for clarification if you're not sure what the other person meant on any particular point. If possible, consult with others whom you trust and gain their feedback regarding these words. Try to do all of this in an open-minded way. Do not discount the words offhand. At the same time, do not accept them as absolute truth. Remember, not all criticism is created equal. There might be a part of what is said which is useful, or it could be there is nothing of value here at all. No matter what, consider this. There might be something valuable you can learn from this experience, which is why it's so important to take this step very seriously. Number three, react. Once you've allowed enough time for these words to sink in, you'll need to determine whether a response is necessary to the person who offered the criticism in the first place. The best response might be to inform the other person you'll take this matter under consideration while you think upon it further. In some cases, when the intent is questionable, you might not want to respond at all. Whatever you decide, remember to choose your words carefully and avoid becoming involved in something which might turn into a sparring match. Criticism can be a difficult thing to get past. No matter what, try not to take any criticism to heart in such a way as it causes you to question how you feel about yourself. Easier said than done, I know. But this isn't to say you won't learn or grow from what others have to say. Remember, even if you have proven to be in error in some respect, you're still you. You are still valuable. You are still worthy. The only thing which should ever change in this regard while listening to criticism is for you to become wiser from the experience. Of course, this probably all seems well and good when you have a solid feeling of self-worth. But what about when you're not feeling as confident in this area? In the next chapters, we'll explore the world of low self-worth and how you can improve yourself in these areas.